Casey is hustling, busting his butt to get an infield base hit there, and look what it did. It started things off for you guys in that inning. That
I'm
big
struggling with these, Jack. Give
yeah,
me a second.
Well, that's okay. There you go.
Alrighty. Craig's play at first, the hustle play, infield single, similar to what Tyler Lawson did yesterday, on the kind of blooper to left. Huge hustle play. I really like the effort our kids are giving on the bases, going hard. And, Craig's play got us going there.
It did, and then he also hustled to get on that wild pitch to move up two bases, and Lawson did too later to be able to move up on a wild pitch two bases. And, aggressive base running is all day, and you're going to run into outs occasionally when you do that.
Yeah, we'll make some mistakes. I was actually trying to be a little more aggressive earlier in the game, and kids missed a couple signs here and there, but that's going to happen, day two. Four games, and we got three out of four in 2 days, and it was a lot more enjoyable. Yesterday was the second game was a tough one. You know, you had the emotion of game one, and then you go into game two, and it was kind of a yawner. I'm sure. Well, you were here.
Oh, I was yawning. I was yawning. Trust me, I was yawning. So, but talk about that. That whole thing. Obviously everybody kind of laughed and enjoyed the emotion of Bubba's walk off there yesterday. But today, for Grant, that wasn't a cheapie. That wasn't some little slow roller that he crushed that ball, and I mean, that just, you could just hear everybody, and of course we're yelling, go Bubby, go, but that was a great moment for your team. They're early, a young team.
Yeah, it's been positive, and different people stepping up at different times has been a big thing. And yeah, Bubs had about the worst jump he could have had there, and still got it done though. And it's been a positive too. I know it's early and we haven't played a lot of games yet, but our senior leadership's been pretty darn good right now. And a name, I don't know if you've said a lot of yet, but Courage Krieger is
yes.
Playing a darn good second base right now, and his bat's starting to heat up a little bit too. And our guys, I don't know overall talent. I think we're a talented team, but like you said, you mentioned earlier, do we have that big superstar right now? And I think we got a lot of gritty kids, and who play playing baseball the right way. We've still got a long way to go. We've a lot of mistakes we need to clean up, but like I said, four games in the last 2 days, and I'm really happy with where we're at right now.
Well, and you mentioned Ridge. He's an outfielder, and he's moved
not anymore, Jack.
No, he's not, and he's moved in at second base and done a nice job over there. And Craig Kamina at short, I mean, there's a couple, they go, he's deep in the hole, and he's getting to him and just a little short on some of those throws. He's doing a nice job over there. He's stopping balls from getting to the outfield and keeping them on the infield and having a shot at first base.
Yeah, Craig's had a really, really strong arm. And, Ridge, we noticed in practice the coaches a couple weeks ago, and, he's just always been an outfielder. And so we kind of talked to him, and he goes, well, I played travel baseball all the way up. I played second base. And I'm like, oh, gosh. Well, that's one of those oh, my gosh moments, light bulb, moment. And so we ended up moving him in a second. And I can't tell you how, just athletic. And he's been close. There were a couple balls up the middle. I don't know if it was today or yesterday that, he was diving for, just missing. And, the athleticism that him and Craig bring to our middle infield, it's a big plus for our team.
And this Lawson kid, for a freshman, he had five hits yesterday in the doubleheader. And, I get that a couple of them were in garbage time yesterday, but you still got to hit the ball. And he's just done a lot of nice things there. And he had a rough start behind the plate yesterday, and then he got better, I thought. And, he made a nice catch out in right field today, too. And maybe some of these things go unnoticed, but I thought that kid had a nice weekend for you.
Yeah, no, I'm real pleased with Tyler. And, hey, anytime you can get a freshman come in and contribute like he is at this point. And, catcher for him, we know he's going to have his freshman moments. And, one of the things you thought yesterday, though, was a miscommunication on what pitch was coming. And so it probably looked bad yesterday, and it was just miscommunication. And, I coached him all the way up through travel ball. He was on my son's team. And, I know exactly what I'm getting out of Tyler as a catcher. And, like I said, honestly, I think he's doing fine back there. A couple throws, if he was a little bit lower, I think he would have had some guys on steals. He's given us quality at-bats. Plus, he's always a threat to bunt. And probably on the bases, he's probably our most natural guy as far as reading what's happening on the bases. And, so positive for him is he's just going to get better and better. And, having a freshman there, what the positive of that is, Jack, is you got him the next 3 years. So,
and I'll tell you, the other thing is let's give a tip of the hat to Noah Langcore and Josh Brungens. They ate up innings today. And Josh, especially here in the second game, went the rest of that game as Bubs was struggling there. That when you've got six games in 3 days, you need guys to eat up innings, and they did.
Yeah.
And so did Austin last night. I want to give Austin Ouellette.
Austin Ouellette did a great job
yeah.
last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, Austin, first time on the mound.
Yep.
You know, as a high schooler, Noah Lancor got to pitch a little bit for us last year, and he struggled early, and then he settled in, and to get, you know, almost a complete game, I know, six-inning, you know, doubleheader. But, and then Brungens, I kept asking for his pitch count. It was nowhere near what I expected. I mean, he was just throwing strikes and you know, making the guys put the ball in play. And just did a real good job. You know, one minor mistake on the bunt coverage. You got twisted around. And
Did a little pirouette over there. And, you know, then of course, their kid, though, okay, that number 14, he did a nice job of coming home from second on that because of what he noticed on Josh's part there yet. And then number 7 got the base hit.
Yeah.
On that,
so. And, you know, some of that stuff's going to come over time, Jack, with, you know, some of these guys being first team time on the mound. And, you know, a play's happening, balls hit the outfield, and the play's over. And, you know, during the play, we're backing up home, we're backing up third, where are you? We're backing up something. And a lot of our pitchers, you know, being first time, or, you know, I think Brungen's first time on the mound as a high schooler, too, today. And, you know, so they get caught up in the moment, but, you know, they'll get better as they, you know, get a better feel for the game and get more comfortable out there, and we'll make sure they're where they're supposed to be. But, boy, you know, like I said, 3 out of 4, Jack, I'll take that any day. You know, we're off to a pretty good start here with Peshtigo coming in Saturday.
Yep, and good luck. Barkley goes number 2.
Wow.
In the draft. So, wow. Weird. Well, just not what the experts thought.